Why don't you guys welcome Jennifer Pelletier up this morning? So, yes, if you were part of the women's retreat, which I spent a lot of time here, I learned some new symbols, and so it's wow, right? So we're going to take some testimonies. I'm going to let Jennifer have some time. And the other thing that if you're wondering where we're going tonight or today, I promise you won't be here tonight unless you come back for Pastor Mike's revelation study. Then you'll be here tonight. We're going to take some testimonies from some of the ladies that were here this weekend. And then Josh is going to get up because we have the Bethel Healing Rooms team that went down to Bethel Reading and have been back. And so we'll hear a little bit from them. But if you are interested this morning, we had advertised baptism. I know some of you are waiting for summer baptism, which we'll do next month down at the river. God bless you. There's no need to rush. I mean, we have a pool available. But if you want to be baptized this morning, right now would be a really good time to go. Raise your hand if anybody just is going to get baptized. You came salvation baptism. Okay, no problem. We left the pool up just in case. Because we didn't want to break it down last night. But we'd been advertising baptisms, and we know that some of you are wanting to be baptized, and I know a few of you came forward to Pastor Mike and myself about the river, and so we'll put that off then. But give your attention to Jennifer. I'm going to grab one more mic. Do you need a couple runners?
You know what? I'm good. The WOW women, if you would like to share a testimony, why don't you just come down right here, and I'm just going to
talk. Okay right here?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, Monica, Joanne, yes, Lori, anybody else? Anybody else? I'm just going to keep, yes, so come up here. I don't know anybody else. Becky. Thanks, Becky. I don't want to pick on anybody, but you can keep coming as I'm talking. Let me just share with you the weekend went beyond my expectation. He truly is that wonderful. I shared with the women Friday night that in high school, when I'd be laying at night, I would just dream with the Lord, and I would dream of gatherings of people where the Word of God was preached, and there would be encounters. And the hunger and the longing and desires of sons and daughters would be met with these gatherings. And I would just think with, I just process with the Lord, and I would dream with the Lord. Well, when I came in here Friday afternoon, I came in early, and I sat in here, and Marnie had already had the slides done, and Jeff was looping my sister on worship. And I sat here, and the Lord goes, Jennifer, this is a fulfillment of a dream. You are living your dream. And I was just like, I was undone. And so I released it to the women that were here Friday night. And I want to release it to you now. There is an awakening and a stirring and a remembering of the dreams the Lord has placed in you, even as a young kiddo. That it's revisit them again. I don't care what your age is. Revisit those dreams again. And as you revisit those dreams, go forward in them, because it's just not for you to think about them and daydream about them. It's we're in a season of them being fulfilled. So, and I witnessed this weekend, there were moments that I was speechless, I was undone, as the Lord moved on women, extremely powerful, uniquely. Each woman will have their own story of their own encounter. The weekend was really created by the Lord to see how many opportunities can a woman encounter Jesus. And so they're going to share just their encounters. Do you want to share? Okay, Dia?
I'm starting. Actually, I had told Joanne she should start, but then as you were talking, it's like, well, mine kind of bounces off of yours. So actually, this is kind of weird, right? Because it's more about like something else adding to it, but that's how God works, right? So Jennifer talked on, I think it was Friday night, on Mary, right? Was that
Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, okay, on Mary, and that Mary said the yes. And while we were in service, I was like, oh, I need to tell Jennifer she needs to preach about this, the yes and. And then what just happens? Jennifer comes over and says, do you want to talk today? So I'm going to say a little bit about the yes and. The weekend was amazing, and there was just a lot of confirmation about what the Lord is doing in my life and in other women's lives. But what he was speaking to me in church was the yes and. Yes is important, and there is more. It doesn't stop there. It's the and. Yes, and we step further into God when we say yes, and. So we don't stop at the yes. And here's the kicker, right? The and often can have some pain because he's bringing out what needs to be brought out because it's about Jesus and us. And so we have to say yes, and, even in the pain, because there's yes and pain, and yes, and joy, and yes, and fulfillment of generations of promise, because that's what Mary said yes to, was the fulfillment of what God had in store for the nations and for the rest of the generation. So that's what I got out of it. Yes, Dan.
Okay. Well, I had a lot of prayer for this conference because I wasn't really going to come. Fear came over me because I have a fear of people. And so when I went down to Boise, I was staying in a motel with the first time by myself. And God spoke and I came to the conference. And he started taking me down in, let me back up, out of Boise, he started taking me out of the box. And he made me realize that people, men, or whoever, put me in a box, but I also realized that I put myself in a box. So he wants to release, he was releasing me out of the box, but it wasn't just releasing me, he was ripping the box up. I got to share this with Jennifer yesterday, and then I go, okay, Lord, what about the baptism? Well, he showed me again about the dreams that she brought out about the appetite, the dreams, and there was other words spoken that brought trigger to my memory. So I rededicated my life last night, and there was a little girl back in the corner, and she grabbed me. It healed my heart from things that have happened in the past. And so she goes, can I take and keep in contact with you? And I said, yes. And I'm sitting on, I literally collapsed on the floor. It was such a healing.
Awesome. Do you want to start by introducing what? Okay, so let me just set this for Lori. Let me. Yes, it was a yes and. So during our breakouts, there was three breakouts. One of them was worship and warfare with Dan's downstairs, and I was kind of mingling. Everybody was in their breakout, and I hear Jeff talking to this like young girl, junior high school girl that just had walked through, and she walked in and she goes, "Hey, what's going on?" And you know, Jeff's like, "Oh, it's a women's conference." She's like, what? And then I come up on the scene, and she goes, yeah, my parents told me I needed to get out of the house, and it's super hot, but it feels good in here. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, hey, I know exactly where, hey, we're, and I was walking with her, like, oh, I know where you should go. I have a place for you. And it's, they're dancing. I have a group of ladies downstairs dancing. She goes, I don't dance. I'm like, that's okay. Probably none of the women in there do. Really? So it's okay. They're just learning in there. So I brought her in there, and Charity's not here. And I go, Charity, there she is.
So I was in that group as well. And I had seen this teenage girl sitting on the floor. We're all struggling to do our dance moves. or movement. And she's just sitting there cross-legged on the floor the whole time. When we would stand up and when we would pray for each other or bless each other or interact with each other, she was there. But the movement, she was on the floor. So I went out later on, there was a little break, and I went out to get a drink of water, and I hear behind me, oh, I just can't take this anymore. I just can't take this. And I turned around, and there was this girl crumpled in a heap on the floor in the hallway in tears. Well, I went over to her and sat down with her and, you know, what's going on, honey? And the dance has a very heartbreaking memory for her that just she's crushed in spirit right now was. And so I was trying to, you know, minister to her, and she said that her mom and stepdad and she go to Gateway Church, so I knew she had a church affiliation. And we're still talking a little more about forgiveness and such. And she's in a very bad space, you know, she's hurting herself. And I said to her, I said, you know, honey, have you asked the Lord to be your Lord and Savior? Or I said, when? How long ago? She goes, oh, I haven't. I says, well, let's do it. Let's get her done. And so we prayed. It was so, so sweet. We prayed, she received, and she looked up at me, and her whole countenance changed. The pain had just washed away. She had a sweet, sweet smile. And just, you could see the love of God just touching her, moving in her heart, moving in her life. Guys, don't hesitate. The time's too short. We don't have time for them to get up, get used to it. And like, oh, well, I don't know. They don't even need to know what sin is. I didn't when I got saved. I just knew it was something bad. Okay. Jesus went to the cross to make it go away. Okay. That's good enough. Just reach out and love on them and let Jesus come in them, and he will do the work. Okay. Her name begins with a V. I don't want to break her honor, but her name begins with a V. Please pray for her. Keep her in your heart and pray that we can see her moving amongst us again.
Well, I've been struggling with side pains and chest pains and everything, and I came to the women's conference on Friday. We had a prayer tunnel, I guess it was called, and I went through it to be prayed for. And later on that night, I wasn't having any pain, but when I came back on Saturday, I started having pains again. So I decided to have water poured over my head instead of being dunked. And I was going to just have a bottle poured over me. And Pastor Jeff decides to bring a pitcher in. And so, but ever since then, I don't have no more pain in my body. It keeps trying to come back, but I keep telling it no. So.
So a Friday night while we were worshiping, we were singing Hail the Lion of Judah, I think it is. Yep. Roar, something like that. Okay. Yeah, I don't do this very often. But God gave me a vision of a lion just roaring, and it is so powerful that it strips like every fake piece off of you, like everything that is not of God. And and I had this picture with my hands up, and there's shackles on my hands, but they are being completely shattered. And but to my face, it was just a gentle breeze, like so sweet. And I knew that night that I was going to be baptized last night as a fulfillment of that vision that I had to have everything stripped off. So.
Wow. Amen. Can we just do a wow?
wow, Lord, we're just wowed. I was in wow the whole time, just wow, 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 that we are a people that are just awestruck with the nature and character of King Jesus and his deep love for his daughters. I do want to just revisit last night when we were doing baptisms. There was a moment, yes, there was a moment, and I've seen this thing flying up there, and they're like, oh, it's a bat. And I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. We have a bat up there, just like in the light, just buzzing around up there. I had asked the Lord for a confirmation somewhere during the weekend that, Lord, I was just longing for some kind of confirmation, his approval of what was taking place and what was happening. And so when I went home last night and I was processing with the Lord with the weekend and especially with baptisms, I go, Lord, what about that bat? What about it? He goes, Jennifer, how does a bat fly? And I'm like, of course, it's echolocation. It's echolocation. A bat flies. And I was like, I wasn't going to give you a dove, Jennifer. I gave you a bat because it flies by echolocation. By sound, by echoing. He goes, what happened here was an echo of heaven. And we were just echoing of heaven. So with that, I have a word of the Lord. And I want you to receive the word of the Lord for what happened this weekend. Religion and denominationalism, which produces idols, stagnation, complacency, and status quo, and lukewarmness, which the Lord vomits out, has come to an end. The women up here who the Lord had come this weekend gave birth to the new. They gave birth and there was a shift. There was a shift. And it will be now forward, a release of the spirit of the sovereign Lord. And it was interesting, and I was like, Lord, can you just give me a confirmation of that? It was interesting, Jacqueline ended her song with, our choices, do you get offended when the Lord starts moving? And where do you place your allegiance? So I am proclaiming the word of the Lord, denominationalism and religion has come to an end. The women, yes, the women are freedom fighters. The women have released from the shackles and the bondages that keep us, and they have proclaimed freedom and liberty throughout the land. And so I want you to receive the word of the Lord. You are now free from any religion, any mindsets, any thinking, from religion and denomination, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. Josh, why don't you come on up? How you doing?
Good.
Welcome back. I haven't had a chance to really connect with you.
Thanks, man. Good to see you.
Before we transition, just bear with us. We will unpack that word of the Lord with sound teaching and opportunity. And I'm not sure where Josh is going to go and share, but as Jennifer was, whew, as Jennifer was sharing. And the release of it, and those of you that are understanding how to receive, and I realize some of you maybe don't understand the fullness of how to receive a word like that or what to do with it, I just want to give you just a small glimpse as we go into these next testimonies. And it goes back to realizing that religion, denominationalism create perspectives that not just affect our eyes, but our ears. So I'm going to add to the testimony of the young girl, V. So Thursday nights, I've been doing a power group for youth ministry. And we'll be launching some stuff next month. But one of the things that we have been contending and praying for, and almost in a sense just throwing it out there before the Lord, is that, Lord, they need you to guide them here. We'll go to them. Absolutely. But have you ever prayed a prayer that once you hear yourself pray it, just thinks like, oh, that is ridiculous. Lord, how on earth is anybody going to find this place? Or what youth is going to wander up here? And so when I was standing by the door yesterday, and she walked in, I thought she was part of the group, and she took her shoes off right away, and she was dripping with sweat, and she's just like, what is this place? I'm like, it's a church. Like, well, what is everybody doing here? I go, oh, we're having a women's conference. Well, that's weird. What is that? I knew right away, oh, you're not part of us. You haven't been here this weekend. I go, what are you doing here? She's like, what was just said? I got kicked out of the house. I'm hot. And the door was unlocked. I'm like, oh, you need to connect with Jennifer. And she comes walking by. And as I walked away, I just heard the Lord say, that's how I'm going to answer your prayers. And what I know has to happen, and what we will figure out how to unpack as we sit in the Word, is not letting religion or denominationalism or a stagnancy or an apathy or even the recognizable nature of the Lord cause us to miss the simple little, like, hey, I'm hot, I just want to get out of the sun. What is this place? Isn't it obvious? Well, obviously it wasn't. It wasn't recognizable to her. And so as you start to hear some testimonies about healings, and we'll transition here as we close in a few minutes, I want you to read this verse with me. This is out of Ephesians 4. And we've looked at it. Josh has introduced this. But it goes like this. He, Jesus, who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens. Josh, the last few weeks, I've been talking about an ascended lifestyle. In order to fill the whole universe, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people. Say, I'm his people. Now say it like you mean it. I'm his people. For works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until, and this is that yes and, right? Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. The testimonies that we've heard, the testimonies we're going to hear, the things we've saw, the pictures, they're all leading us to this place of the knowledge of the Son of God. And we become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of God. Say, I want the fullness. Say, I have been called to the fullness. Religion, denominationalism will no longer hold me back. Come on. Amen. Amen. Would you honor Josh and let him share some testimonies? And he probably has some others.
Awesome. Can I have the team come up? We'll just start having the team come up. I'm going to share a couple of things really quick. Yeah, if you went to Bethel, come on up. So the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus. I'll slow it down and say it differently. The testimony of Jesus has its origin in the spirit of prophecy. You want to see miracles, signs, and wonders? It actually is birthed in the heart of God. It's birthed there. We don't see tangible, realistic, the testimonies you heard, you know, the body reactions to things that God has been speaking over people. We've heard their testimonies here. They encountered the Lord in a profound way, and it first came. It was first given life in the heart of God before it was tangibly experienced. So as we share testimonies about healings, signs, and wonders, it first had its origin in the Lord. Even this morning, we were talking about going in and we were worshiping by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Instead of the peripheral things that we need, my attention is fixed on the one in whom these miracles, signs, and wonders even have the possibility of life. Because it's a person, not a thing. Right? Cool. All right. I have a few testimonies. We have a few like planned testimonies, and then I also will make room for any other sort of big takeaways that you got. We want to pray for you today. We're going to do things a little different than we're not going to do like a traditional fire tunnel, if that's okay. But we'll just pray for you corporately, and that works just as well. Okay. Awesome. So, Deandra, would you mind hopping up here and sharing? Okay, sorry, one little thing. I got to say this. We were talking about, it's Isaiah 61:7, double portion. Did you notice that we had two Zianas in front right there? Come on, that's just the Lord, right? Okay, so here you go.
Are you saying that's faith? Okay, I'm going to share just a little bit of the process that I've been going through, because you guys know that over the past 4 years, I've been through a horrible divorce and just fighting the enemy and thinking that things couldn't get any worse, but they continue to get worse. And I found myself in chapter 13 bankruptcy, where I was also being fought there and being forced to, I wanted the Lord to fight my battle. There was nothing I could do about any of this, so I kept continually giving to him. But I work in the healing rooms, and I went back in April and I told everybody that I was working with, I'm not only naturally bankrupt, I'm spiritually bankrupt. I have nothing to give, nothing. And I have to see God's evidence. I need evidence that he's moving. And I don't think that's wrong, because we are to expect that he show up and be who he says he is. So that being said, Shelley was telling me this is a divine appointment. I'm like, whatever, I'm going. I have nothing. I'm empty. And I get in the van, and that's not something that I do. I was going to drive myself, but the engine went out on one of my cars, and my other truck broke down on the same day. That's the enemy. But God's going to use it to turn it for good, right? So I get in this van with these people that I barely know, and I'm not really comfortable actually being with a lot of women. And so, I mean, it's humility. So here I am sitting in the front seat with, I'm going to coin her Elle from Legally Blonde, because that girl she was dressed to the nines every day. She had bags like you wouldn't believe with bling on them. And she has childlike faith. It was so awesome. And she was sitting next to me, who I'm sure I had yellow sulfur. You know, I got nothing to give. The guys and Josh kept going, that's okay. That's all right. We love you. It's going to be good. And then we have... I can't think of your name right now. Nether Teresa. She's sitting there. She just carries the presence. And it was so awesome she was so encouraging. Well, here we are, this band of people. So we're going there. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I actually had my face like flint. I told the Lord, I said, I am like flint. You're going to have to show me who you are. And it was rough, but every day things kept coming off. I was very negative. I don't know if I believe in healing anymore. I don't know if I believe in any of this stuff. But on this journey of going to the healing room, somebody met me in the parking lot of Petco by the Lord, bought me dog food so that my two big dogs would have food. So there's some evidence. Also bought me groceries. Somebody let me borrow their car so that I could get myself to work for the Tri-City so that I continue to make a living. We go there. I don't have any money. Somebody gave me a coffee card. People were putting money in my pocket. And we were sitting at, I think it was Saturday after the healing rooms. Saturday, a gentleman got up, and he was talking about financial breakthrough. And he says, if you came here that you have nothing to give, I want you to stand up. And he had $500 that he wanted, that he passed out to all of those that stood up. I didn't stand up initially. My son looked over at me, he goes, you better stand up. So I'm like, okay, but I thought, oh, I have money in my pocket. So I stood up. The Spirit of the Lord just hit me, and the man started talking about, if you've had injustices done to you, your recompense is coming. He was just speaking to me, and I'm crying, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I know. And to call out how much money you need. I need $10,000, Lord, to fix my vehicle so that I can continue to work. And I know there is nothing in the natural that's going to get that for me, but God will do it. And I feel like I started reading this book, and it says, true faith is accessed out of our need for God to rescue us and do what he promised. This need is realized when you are stuck in the wilderness and all natural provision is gone. All natural provision is gone. But he is more than a provider. And it is our job, which Chuck Perry said, we are to expect God to do what he says he's going to do. And if he is my provider, he is your provider. So as a prophetic act, I want you to reach up, because the veil is thin between heaven and earth. Poke your fingers through. And pull down what you need from the Lord and say, I am tugging on you, heaven. I declare and I expect for you to provide for me and be the God that you said you are. No more play in church, Lord. We love you and we believe you, and we pull it down in Jesus' name.
Gosh, all I can say is wow. I don't think it's a coincidence that the women's conference was just exactly a week after we went to Bethel. But I think from the outflow of that, my best friend was going to come to the conference with me. And Friday morning, she sent me a text and said, I have severe sciatic pain. I can't come. Lynn Hall was there, and we cursed it, we rebuked it, and commanded it to leave. She sent me a text Friday afternoon. I can come. All the pain is gone.
Come on.
Amen. And her husband, my Uncle Robert's not a believer, but he said, isn't that kind of like a miracle or something that it left all of a sudden? And then another one, Friday night, a lady came up to me and said, she didn't know about Gloria. And she said, okay, you're going to pray for me. I have sciatic pain, and it pretty much all left. And I had left knee pain, 90%, something like that. I had left knee pain that was healed in our healing room experience Thursday at Bethel. And it was like 95% gone. And when they say to walk it out, do it, because it works, because it kept trying to come back. And I just said, no, I don't accept you. You're gone. I was healed. The pain was all gone. And it's gone again. And I don't believe it's coming back. What I loved about Bethel was they say, we don't know how to heal, but we know the one who does. And I just so thankful I got to go. And then one of our speakers said, I pray you will never recover from this. And I pray that too. We never recover from it.
Awesome. Any other testimonies come to mind, you guys?
Okay, so that conference was amazing. You could be in the parking lot and get bent over with the Holy Spirit, and then you have holy laughter. And by the time you get in the building, you're gone, you know? And that was like how the whole entire conference was. I mean, the speakers would be up there talking. Chuck would be up there saying his stuff and everything. And all of a sudden, there would be this laughter coming from the back, and it would just like roll to the front. And he'd just stand there and just smile and love it. So that was really amazing. On that Thursday night that we got to go in and have our miracles and stuff, things that they were praying over us and everything, I had scoliosis diagnosed when I was in junior high. And I was trying to figure out, I didn't know if I was seeing my back correctly or what. So I had them check that out for me when I was there. I don't have scoliosis anymore. Okay, it gets better. Okay, so they checked that out, and I felt like my hips were kind of out of line. So they had me sit down in a chair and they held my legs out in front of me. And I literally watched them make my leg longer. So it was this leg, my right one, and they pulled it out, and now it is perfectly in line with the other one. And my hips don't hurt anymore. But I do got to tell you, that Holy Spirit is so heavy. You walk into that building, and it was just like, whoa. And you knew what you were in. And it was an amazing experience. I'm grateful to have gotten to go. And I would love to go back again someday. But it was truly a blessing. It was truly a blessing. And every speaker spoke to you directly. So, yeah, thank you.
It was an incredible time. I think we all just spent some really great quality time together at the house. I got testimonies back from the team. There were some things that they hoped they'd get from the time, and the Lord just exceeded their expectation. I think as you've heard a couple of their testimonies, but the one I kept getting back was the connection within the team. As far as just spending time together and the amount of quality time that we had together. And even though we didn't all know each other, it was beautiful to spend time and to grow as family, which was amazing. So that was awesome. I'll just share a quick little testimony for me. I've been 4 or 5 times to the healing school. I like sitting one row back from my team. And just watching them just get wrecked. It's my favorite. And so I'm sitting back and enjoying the time and just enjoying what the Lord is doing and how he's uniquely encountering each. Like when that word was delivered, I was crying for you before it hit you. Because I was like, oh, Jesus, this is it. You know, I was pre-celebrating. It was the pre-celebration. But I knew that was like, it was the last, you guys, it was the last message. It was the last domino to fall. It was the last thing that she was waiting on the Lord to do. And we all knew it. So when it came, we were like, come on. So it was really good. But, you know, what was really amazing. So I got a chance to go, I got healing in my neck and my shoulders, which I didn't get prayer for, which was beautiful. It's really cool when it happens that way. In fact, I didn't want to write it on my sheet. They have you write a little sheet out that says, you know, like, I want a prophetic word. So I didn't want to have anything on my sheet, you know, because I didn't want them to be distracted from what the task actually was. And so I'm in the waiting room and they start to take you through this whole little process, and it'd be like if you were walking through the lobby and then you're getting prayed for, and then all of a sudden they walk you in and then you worship in here. And so anyway, on the way in on the hall, I saw this guy that I've seen like 4 or 5 times, and his name's Byron. He's such a great dude. He probably got you, Brenda, and grew your legs out, which is awesome. Byron, it just carries this amazing joy. And I was like, man, I just want to say hi. I've seen him before. You're such a great guy. I go, Byron, you carry such joy. You're always here. Like, I come back and here you are. And he's like, yeah, man. And so I just said, hey, thanks for being you. And we gave each other a hug. And I was like, awesome. And I was on my way. And we just kept going. And I'm like, you know, I had been looking at my sheet. It's like, hey, I need to like fill it in so the team has something to pray for or not. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just not going to fill it in, you know, like it's fine. And we keep going and we go into a little special class. It's like a 4 or 5 minute video about how to receive your healing and sort of that. It was awesome. And we get into the main sanctuary, which is a lot like this, and they've got artists in the middle, and they've got a worship team that's up here, and they're just partnering with heaven, and it's just awesome. And so I'm getting ready to go up and get prayer, and I'm thinking, okay, so what am I going to tell him for my sheet? And that was the first moment that I realized, wait a second, my neck and my shoulder isn't stiff at all. And I've been sleeping on this cold air mattress, you know, so like you wake up in the morning and you're like, you know, so yeah, anyway, so I have a reason to be a little stiff and sore. So I'm like, man, I feel so good. And I'm like, I feel so good. I'm definitely getting a prophetic word. So I'm like, okay, this is awesome. And I'm thinking like, okay, when was the last time I remember having any pain at all? And I'm like going back and I'm like, oh, the lobby. Oh, Byron hugged me. I hugged Byron. I was like, Jesus, Jehovah Sneaky, that was an anointed hug. I had no idea. So I share that to say, it's so cool if someone lays their hand on the affected part of your body and they pray for you and like, man, like that's so great. Definitely God works through that. But the other thing is, He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, and He wants to heal your body. And in fact, He would say, that's actually my role. Your health, your physical health is my role. I desire to have you walk in divine health, and that requires healing at times because we're not walking in health. So I say that to say, if in fact the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, if you have anything going on in your body right now, we're just thanking Jesus. Because even as we're sharing, I don't know about you, but I actually like to test my body when I start hearing a testimony, because I don't have to get, someone doesn't actually have to pray for me. We will just start to receive it. Come on, He's already here. He's already happy in a good mood. We were just singing worship. We were talking about, I will heal you. And I'm going, oh yeah, that's just good. That's good for my heart. That's good for my body. It's good for my wholeness. Yeah, so just receive healing right now. How good is that? Awesome. Out of curiosity, let's just check. Now that we sort of made you aware that the healer is present, who noticed any change in how they feel? Got a hand? Okay, awesome. Awesome. Good. It's easy. You know what? If you didn't experience any level of change, that's okay. We haven't prayed yet. So you're all right. Okay? Awesome. You got a couple words of knowledge. All right.
I feel like if you've got, there's pain in the right arm, the right forearm. And also, I'm also sensing that there's pain right at the top of your head, like the enemy has put something like a dagger straight down into your head, and the Lord's going to remove that.
Yes, come on. Awesome. Does that resonate with anybody? Yes. Okay. Awesome. Cool. Now, okay, so if the Lord's going to reveal something, that definitely means He's going to do nothing about it, right? That's a silly question. Okay. Actually, why don't you go ahead and pray? Since you have the words of knowledge, just release it. Come on up.
Father, I just thank You that You are the healer, and You do above and more, above what we can think or imagine or do in our human capacity. And we thank You, Lord, that we just pull down those healings from heaven. We pull down the healing of the right arm, forearm that is causing a person pain. We thank You, Lord. We claim it in the name of Jesus that there's no more pain, and it will supinate and pronate and flex and extend like it's supposed to in Jesus' name. And we thank You, Lord, that You reveal that we will just remove the dagger that's been put in someone's head at the top that is causing him pain at the very top of their head. No more in Jesus' name, and you are free, and there's your thinking and your thoughts will be clear in Jesus' name.
Hey, just to go along with that, I just felt like brain fog was something that the Lord was just working on. If you feel like you've had just like a brain fog that just won't leave, Father, we thank You right now. That's lifting. Brain fog, absolutely not. So we just say go right now in Jesus' name. I'm just going to do this. We just clear it out, Father. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you love how this is just sort of like playing as a child? This is what it is to be a kid in his kingdom. You got something? Come on.
One thing that I was totally amazed by was that their second grade class came in with declarations and proclamations of people in the audience that had ailments or what they call owies. Anyways, they wrote them on cards and then they read them out loud. And then they asked people, you know, as they read them, to raise their hands that had those problems. Those children walked out into that crowd and healed. And it wasn't some big old thing that they said or anything else. It could be a single word. There was even a guy, remember the guy with the tractor? The guy with the tractor. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so he had problems with his tractor before he left. And he didn't want to leave his tractor alone. And this little boy goes, said something about a tractor. And he goes, it's going to be okay. And the guy was just like, oh. Yeah, because that was a prophetic word for him. But there wasn't anything like, you know, these earth-shaking words that these children were doing. And that taught me that it's not about how fancy a word is. It's not about how fancy a prayer is. It's about something that connects with them. So that really touched me.
That's awesome. Yes. Sure.
So word of knowledge comes in so many different ways, but we were group B the night we were going in for the healing rooms, and the next day we went, they prayed over the general audience, I think, for healing, and for specifically for cancer, and I didn't think anything about it. Then we went to Red Robin for lunch, and when I got there, it was for a group of nine. We were a group of nine at the time, and all I could hear was group B9. And whatever word the Lord was sharing is that whatever was malignant is benign. And here we are at Red Robin. And so I knew it had to do something about breast cancer. So I did speak that over someone. And I believe it will be a testimony. Yeah. But the follow-up at our Shiloh meeting on Monday was the water into wine. And what the Lord was showing me is if he can turn water into wine, he can make malignant benign. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen.
So if you have cancer or are aware of something like that, or you have a loved one, because we know that nobody is safe, even if they're just connected to you and family, let's just receive that right now. Let's just receive that right now. There's no reason not to step into this. So we thank you, Jesus. Actually, my encouragement to you is for you to open your mouth. The power of your words are important. And so I would just, if you have someone, a loved one, even yourself, just begin to release the testimony of benign. It's benign in Jesus' name. It's benign in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Yes, we just cancel the power. Come on. The influence. And we say healing in Jesus' name. Come on. So good. All right, why don't we hop up to our feet really quick? Did you have anything else you wanted to do before we took off? Okay, why don't you stand on your feet really quick? Team, why don't you just be on the prowl? Because I'm going to ask if there's any specific things that need, like, prayer for them. And we'll just sort of gravitate to them. Additionally, you are the prayer team here as well. Okay, so just be prepared for that. So are we ready to rally if something comes up? Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Can we just give a round of applause for all the testimonies? Amen. what I love the beauty of this morning, and I know it's just kind of a little difference this morning, but you heard from probably anywhere from 12 to 15 different people this morning. And that is a greater expression of what the church should look like than listening to Pastor Mike or myself or Josh or Jennifer for 45 minutes. And so if you're sitting here going, man, I really missed listening to Pastor Mike for 45 minutes, don't worry, he'll be back. He'll get up next week or whatever. But let's celebrate. You heard from 12 to 14. I tried to count, but then I got lost count. So like 12 to 15 different people this morning, all carrying a word of the Lord. And so thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this. We're going to release the ministry team and things will start to move. But, you know, stick around for a little bit, receive. But if you got to get going, God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday. But let's just take a moment. Father, tonight, I keep going after tonight. I feel like there's got to be something important tonight. Lord, whatever you're doing tonight, let it be. We open our hearts to receive. To receive even more than what's been poured out. To receive even more than what we've heard. We know that you, Holy Spirit, are at work at even deeper levels. And so, Father, we thank you that right now we are open vessels to receive from you. And we just want to live this lifestyle of, Lord, being reciprocals for you and all your glory to flow into and then flow out of. And so we thank you right now for the ministry you're going to do, for the ministering teams, for all the testimonies. We give you praise and worship. Amen.
Okay, one last reminder before we go after it. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Remember that.